Alright folks, welcome back to Procrastination Killer. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you crush those tasks and conquer your day. Today's episode is all about time management, something we could all use a little boost in, right? Seriously, who hasn't felt that frantic scramble at the end of the day, trying to cram everything in? Ever feel like there are just not enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when you're staring at your to-do list and it feels longer than the grocery store checkout line on Black Friday? Well, fret no more. We're diving into some killer time management techniques that will have you feeling like a productivity ninja. Now, I'm not talking about those rigid schedules and alarm clock symphonies that leave you feeling more stressed than motivated. We're talking real-world strategies, the kind of stuff that fits seamlessly into your life and actually works. Think of it as upgrading your inner time wizard, no wands or spells required. First things first, let's talk about prioritizing. It's not just about ticking off tasks, it's about focusing on what truly matters. Ask yourself, what are the non-negotiables? The things that absolutely must get done? Those are your top priorities, the big rocks in your jar of life, you know, like those awesome organization metaphors. Get those done first, and everything else falls into place. Next up, let's tackle the beast known as distractions. I'm talking about social media notifications, that tempting email inbox, even the random urge to reorganize your spice rack. We've all been there. The key here is mindfulness. Being aware of those little time-sucking gremlins and consciously choosing to focus on the task at hand. Try this. Dedicate specific blocks of time for checking emails and social media, rather than letting them hijack your entire day. Think of it as a digital detox, but with a purpose. Speaking of purpose, let's get into breaking down those big, overwhelming tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Ever tried to eat an elephant? Yeah, not so easy. But if you break it down into bite-sized pieces, and trust me, elephants are much tastier as steaks, suddenly it becomes doable. The same goes for projects and assignments. Break them down into smaller steps, celebrate each mini victory along the way, and watch your motivation soar. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, all this sounds great, but how do I actually stick to it? Enter the power of planning. I'm not talking about those elaborate, overscheduled diaries that leave you feeling more stressed than motivated. Think simple daily plans or even just a quick list of your top three priorities for the day. Having a clear roadmap helps keep you focused and accountable. Finally, let's remember to be kind to ourselves. Life is messy. Things don't always go according to plan, and sometimes we all need a break. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Learn from them, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Think about that last big project you tackled. Maybe it was writing a report, organizing a party, or even just cleaning out your closet. Don't judge. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced? Were you constantly getting sidetracked by emails, chores, or even just scrolling through social media? Did you ever feel overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work involved? Chances are, you hit that wall where it felt like time was slipping away and progress was coming to a standstill. Sound familiar? Well, let's imagine a different scenario, one where those same challenges were met head-on with some strategic time management techniques. Instead of letting distractions derail your efforts, you focused on creating dedicated blocks of time for specific tasks. You broke down the big project into smaller, manageable chunks, celebrating each milestone along the way. So, what are our golden nuggets from today's episode? Remember to prioritize those non-negotiables, slay those distractions with mindfulness, break down big projects into bite-sized pieces, plan your day like a boss, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Time management isn't about being superhuman. It's about making conscious choices that align with your goals and priorities. Now go out there, conquer your to-do list, and feel the satisfaction of getting things done. Remember, you got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little time management magic. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay productive and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.